Exclusive: President Trump defines panicans, sort of dangerous people who can't handle pressure. By Matthew Boyle on August 3, 2025. Maidens, South Ayrshire, Scotland. President Donald Trump, in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News taped here last week, formally defined the term he came up with: panicans, when asked what he and his team at the White House mean when they rip worry warts freaking out during high-stakes political moments faced by the president and the nation. In some cases they are good people that really have the best and they want to do things, but I call them panicans because maybe they're not smart because they're playing right into the enemy's camp, Trump said. And in other types of cases they really are, people are panicked. They can't handle pressure. Both are sort of dangerous. Trump sat down with Breitbart News for nearly an hour for an exclusive interview on camera interview at his luxurious seaside golf resort Turnberry here in western Scotland last week, just before British Prime Minister Keir Starmer arrived for a bilateral meeting and press availability with the president. The answer to this particular question came just moments before Starmer pulled up to the property for the appearance alongside the president. Dating back months now, Trump and his team have roasted what they call panicans at critical moments. Sometimes they are people close to the president or folks who were supportive of his comeback campaign in 2024 who are somewhat critical of this issue or that. And these supposed divisions are something the Democrats and the establishment media have sought to exploit for political gain. Trump has fended off these claims of division within his America First movement on everything from how he approaches tariffs and trade policy to key immigration policy elements, to how he approached U.S. involvement in the Israeli war in Iran, to even now with how he's handling the Jeffrey Epstein files years after his former friend's death. But Trump is not rattled by any of it, and he and his team keep on rolling, and mocking the panicans at every turn. But, no, we've done an unbelievable job, Trump said. It's being recognized. One of the things that's nice about when we solve the situation with Cambodia, that unbelievable situation that was going on there, so I'm dealing with both countries. When I get it solved, it's so nice and it makes me feel so good that we're saving millions of lives potentially, right? Millions of lives, when you stop India and Pakistan from fighting and you have people that don't even like that. You have people that want us to stay in our own shell and don't solve a war. A nuclear war like that could very easily bleed into our country. And I'll tell you what, the nuclear dust will come into our country and that's not exactly healthy or good. But if I can do these and I do them relatively easy, I know people, I respect people and they respect me, as the leader of this country I'm able to solve. Think of it, we've done 6 wars, 12 countries, some of them actually involved a couple of countries on each side. It's a great honor. More from Trump's latest exclusive interview with Breitbart News is forthcoming.